It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Exiles. Welcome to yet another episode of the Still Sane Podcast. Tonight's guest was Lucky Luciano. This guy is a Diablo aficionado. He has no Path of Exile videos on his channel, but he hopped in when Path of Exile 2 launched on December 6, 2024, and since, he has not touched a single other ARPG. I loved getting the thoughts from this guy on PoE 2, someone who is a veteran of Diablo 2, someone who now has distanced himself from Diablo 4, and is looking forward to a long, long future of Path of Exile 2. I hope you enjoy the talk. Make sure, if you do, to like the video and subscribe to the channel for more episodes. We have a bunch upcoming in March. Anyway, here is the chat with Lucky. And then his melee, honestly, it's the Beatles in Act 2. Those are the ones that terrify me. The ones with the electrocute attack. Gotta be careful.
It's so funny that you say that. Like, I think so often of the comparisons between PoE 2 and Diablo 2, and literally, like, one of the most dangerous enemies in Act 2 of Diablo 2 are electric beetles that you go and you attack, and they release a bunch of, like, lightning bolts. There are so many similarities like that in PoE 2 as I was doing my playthrough that just filled me with, like, so much nostalgia for Diablo 2, my favorite game of all time, but it might be replaced soon. But even down to, like, the acts, and this is something we can get into later, but just hearing you say that, it just, you know, filling me with more memories, and funny to hear.
Well, man, that's a perfect segue. I know you said the pod didn't start yet. Dude, it starts from the moment we start talking. Hey. No problem at all. But I'd love if you could just give everybody here a little bit of a rundown of yourself, because I'm familiar with your content. I know I did a comb through of all of your channels. The only Path of Exile content I could find were four live streams, I think, that you did like a month ago. Your YouTube channel, zero PoE stuff, like two Last Epoch videos. The rest is Diablo. So could you just, like, introduce yourselves to this mostly Path of Exile audience for us?
Sure. I'm Lucky. You just call me Lucky. Lucky Luciano is the handle. I have played Diablo 2 for most of my lifetime. It's kind of that game that I always went back to. I'm a new father and dad gamer. I also work full time, and on top of everything, so when I play the game, I like to play efficiently. Diablo 2 has always been my kind of game I go back to, and I've gotten quite good at it. I hold a number of, like, world records in Diablo 2, a number of world firsts as well, and I've been exploring other ARPGs. So I've been playing some Diablo 4. I've been now playing PoE 2 almost exclusively. I really only play ARPGs. It's just kind of the games that I have the most fun playing. So really, that's kind of what I do in terms of, like, content creation. But I started out watching Twitch and even realizing what a video game streamer was in Diablo 3. When we were playing that game, and everyone was saying, you got to do these runs, ALK runs. I'm like, what is an ALK run? They're like, you got to watch this guy, Al Kaiser. He does this run, and that's the most efficient run for farming that you can do. So, and that was my first interaction with Twitch, was watching that. And I never really imagined myself doing it, but COVID hit, and I was playing a lot of Path of Diablo. So that was a fan-made mod of Diablo 2, and the whole idea was that it was inspired so heavily from Path of Exile, hence the name. So a lot of mechanics that are in Path of Exile were adapted into the Diablo 2 universe, and Path of Diablo was made. And that was actually the game that led into my starting content creation. I was playing Path of Diablo, and I was able to kill a boss without using, like, any potions, and nobody's ever done that before. It was really cool, and my friends didn't believe me, so I recorded it, I shared it with them, and it got like 3,000 views for my first ever video. It didn't have game audio. It didn't have like a video. It's still up on my channel. It's my first video I ever uploaded. And I was like, it was cool. So I posted it to share with my friends, and it just kind of took off. And since then, if I do something cool in the game, I'll make a video and I'll share it, and kind of been the how my channel came to be. So I always like to have fun. I like to do cool things. And Path of Exile 2, now you mentioned I don't have any videos on Path of Exile 2. There's a few reasons for that. The main one being it's been a while since I've kind of just played a game and not had the content brain on at all times, and it has been a bit of a relief and something that I've really enjoyed, just kind of learning a new game, playing a new game, not being stressed about making content, like I'll fall off or not be relevant. I'm not in the PoE world, so I'm not too worried about falling off, but since I've been playing so much and I really love the game, I am looking to probably start making some videos and sharing like my thoughts. I've got a lot of people asking to hear it. So this is kind of my first PoE 2 content. Thanks doing this talk with you. I was really looking forward to it because I love the game, and I'd love a chance to talk about it with you.
Hell yeah. Well, welcome to the space, first of all. Thanks. And second of all, congrats on being a new father, man. It's crazy. August 17th is your child's birthday, right?
8th.
August 8th. I saw a post on Twitter. It's your pinned post, August 17th. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say my daughter was born last year, 3 days after. I remember seeing your post when we were in the hospital for a checkup, and I was like, oh, look at that, another ARPG player.
Oh yeah,
kids, you know.
So I remember you having your second, right? Or you second. Might have more. Yeah, second. Yep. Right around the same time too. Yep. And and you mentioned I remember one of your tweets that really stuck with me. It was like like they announced some news on PoE2 was announced like right when your wife went into labor, or like right around that time. And I was laughing because season 5 of Diablo 4 dropped when my wife went into labor. Really? And it was like apparently like the best season that Diablo 4's ever had. I didn't get to play any of it, but it was like so highly regarded as one of the best seasons. And then that happened like just at that. You can't plan these things. It is what it is. It's like, it's just, it's funny. I was, you know, relating to that very, very much. Yeah. And I've enjoyed following your channel and your content. Really good for information. I love information. And you really do a great job on getting all the information, consolidating it, making it digestible. And it's been great getting to know you through your content and now talking to you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, I'm not efficient like you. You know, you said your claim to fame is being super efficient, really good at games. That's not me. I'm like the info guy, the vibes guy, the glazer, you know, some people call me. So when I talk to anybody, so I appreciate compliments coming my way. I really appreciate that, man. But yeah, how has it been being a father and a gamer? Has it changed as much as you thought it was going to change, or less so? Were you like prepared for it?
Yeah, so it's a fair question. I actually, I think gaming actually prepares you really well to be a father, or just a parent in general, not a father specifically. But a lot of people said, you know, you're not going to get a lot of sleep. Guess what? I've done 30-hour streams. When a new league drops, I play. I get very little sleep. I'm used to functioning on very little sleep. Not really concerned about it.
True.
I've slept very little. Like at the start it was great, the baby was sleeping fine, but once 4 months hit, man, I remember it was a bit rough. Had more trouble sleeping through the night, but I was able to get through it, push through it,
and function.
I've operated highly on very less sleep, so it hasn't really fazed me. And and then vice versa, how's being a father affected my gaming would be that's another interesting one, because there's this meme in Diablo 4 where it's like all gamer dads, right?
Yep.
And and you expect that it's like, okay, well, now that I'm a gamer dad, apparently I just want easy spoon-fed games, and it's not the case. Like, I still want to play the games that I want to play. I want to play them the way I play them. I want to play them efficiently. Maybe I don't have as much time to commit to gaming anymore, which I acknowledge, but it doesn't mean I want to dumb down games. So it was a realization where I thought that, okay, once I'm a dad, I don't really want to have to think when I'm playing games, because that's what people make it out to be when you're a gamer dad or a casual, and depending on your definition of casual.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you want some simple game that you don't have to think about and you get a participation trophy just for playing. Like, you can be challenged. You can want to play a game that's challenging you, that keeps you thinking and you know, keeps you on your toes. And so I'm glad that my taste in games haven't changed, but obviously, like, not being able to play as much. But number one feature about Path of Exile 2 for bad gamers, and I don't hear it talked about nearly enough, is pause. Oh my gosh. Talk about the pause feature in Path of Exile 2. Like, I feel like it became this taboo thing to talk about when a bunch of content creators were like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened in POE 2. Everyone's just going to pause for every fight. Man, I was like, what are they talking about? I cannot wait to be able to pause like a game, because I haven't been able to do that in an ARPG since Diablo 2 if you're playing single player. Like, right. Diablo 3, you couldn't do it. The mods I play, you can't do it unless you're playing single player. Being able to play online and pause the game is such a quality of life feature. It's probably my favorite thing about Path of Exile 2, which is, it's funny to say, but it is something that I'm going to have a really hard time adjusting when I go back and play a game that doesn't have the pause button.
Holy crap, man. Yeah. I went back to POE 1 for the Legacy of Freesia event.
Yeah.
I almost died at least 6 times because I thought I was pausing. You know, my daughter would be running up from her bed and I'd hit escape and I'd start to move. And I'd look just back at my PC out of the corner of my vision. I see my health bar dropping to 10%. And I'm like,
oh! Did you play hardcore too on the event league?
Yeah. I cleared it for the first time ever though. So I got level 80. So heck yeah. But I almost died multiple times. So thank goodness for POE2 pause. I'm with you, man. It was like the whole discourse around that. I feel like it started as, oh, we don't want to be able to pause on pinnacle bosses. But then it was like, oh, there's so many other abuse case scenarios and everything. And yeah, there was kind of a crusade against it. They did change it so you can't pause on pinnacle bosses, even though it like says your game is paused when you pause, which led to a hilarious death from Quinn69.
The first time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The trial the Sekima, he died while he had the menu up. He thought he was pausing it and he got booped. Oh my gosh. So
it was
funny,
the time trial part of it where you have to go and collect the things.
Yeah, from Xerox. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that clip.
It's so good. So I'm also a big pause fan here. Number two feature for me. I gotta say, dude, number one, WASD. How do you use WASD or point to click? I'm curious.
So I got 20 years of muscle memory, point to click. I can't do WASD, but a feature of WASD has made its way to how I play the game. And it is the fact that I started the league on a dead eye. I think it's important to talk like contextually, like how my experience was when I started. I started softcore trade. I started on a ranger and a dead eye, and being able to shoot and move at the same time, a feature that was born of WASD, but you can still do on point and click, mouse and keyboard, is something that I've been looking for in an ARPG for as long as I can remember. It is such a fun way to play, and I'm sure that it would be even better if I converted to WASD. I just can't do it. I tried, but I could not do it. And but I am able to point and click, and I feel like emulate almost exactly what a WASD would feel like.
Okay.
And being able to move and shoot on a ranger build is one of the, it's the most fun I've ever had playing a build. I absolutely loved that build in that class, and it is thanks to WASD that I can say that.
Yeah, I want that ability honestly on as many different class or weapon types as possible. I'm still insistent. That's why, for example, the warrior and the mace archetype feels a little because there's so much movement built into every other currently available weapon, you know, with quarterstaffs, you've got Ice Strike and you're bouncing everywhere with foes. With Tempest Flurry, you're literally walking around. You're moving faster than you can move with regular movement speed a lot of the times with some builds, right? And then with every spell and ranger ability or bow ability, you're moving. It's great. So I feel like that's why Mace falters a little bit. Have you played anything else besides Ranger of the Deadeye or just
yes,
that one?
I've got my Deadeye to 95 and now I have a blood witch at 96. So I've actually surpassed the Deadeye, but it's just because I don't die on the blood witch. Like died a lot on the Deadeye. And I definitely played that a lot more. The blood witch is it's like the auto bomber choir build. Yep. And I just wanted to try it out. Like I'm new. Relatively new to Path of Exile in general.
I was going to ask about that. Because you played Path of Diablo, so like you'd never played PoE or you tried it in
PoE? I played PoE right when it launched and it was rough. Like I feel like a lot of people don't remember. Like it was a pretty, I don't know, it was a rough game. I didn't enjoy it very much like right when it launched. But I started playing Path of Diablo and there was a lot of buzz around Path of Exile. So I was like, let me go back and let me try it and see what's changed since then. And I was blown away. I mean, it was so good and I had so much fun playing it. I just wanted to learn. And as I was learning, I learned how much I still have to learn order to like get a mastery of the game that I'm comfortable with. I like to play a game. I like to learn it inside and out. And I like to have a general mastery of the games that I play. Right. And it just felt overwhelming. It felt daunting. It felt like something I could never overcome in the amount of time that I was willing to give it. And while it is still very enjoyable, I've gone pretty hard in like two separate leagues of PoE1. I'm still like that still means you're relatively new to the the game, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's curious that you say that because that's one of the primary reasons I really ended up enjoying Path of Exile is because I was always learning and I always felt like I had so much to learn in every league. I would try to master just some different aspect of the game. And that was so much more enjoyable to me than all the other games I had played in the past, except Dota 2. Which also, I feel the same way. You constantly learned in that game. And that goes back to your point about the dad gaming and the casual gaming. I feel like people who kind of dismiss Path of Exile as this game for people who, you know, really want a sweaty, complex challenge. I don't think that's necessarily fair. And same saying, like, dads just don't want to think. I feel like it's just this, like, mindset, you know? If you're someone like yourself who, like, likes to learn and teach, or myself, you're going to love games like that because it's going to be like an endless trove, right?
Yeah.
Your brain is constantly going to be turning and at times you can turn off your mind, but if you want to learn, it's always there. And that's so much fun with this sort of game. And I feel like PoE2 is kind of the same way, but I don't want to say soft reset, like a medium reset, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot that's new and missing that you can learn over time now for yourself. Do you feel that way?
There's a couple of things you talked about that I want to touch on.
Yeah.
I think a really important thing that you mentioned was for PoE1, the fact that people think it's this complex game and you know, it's not. Like I don't want to offend Path of Exile players. It's not a complex, it's not hard to understand. Like it doesn't take a high IQ to figure out what's going on. There's just so much content and there's so much to learn. It's a matter of, do I have the time to learn the stuff? Not can I learn it? Anyone can learn anything that is happening in PoE1. It's not that complex. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult, right? It's just 13 years of development and they love to keep things in that they've introduced and they're so ambitious and they've tried so many things and it's just grown and grown and grown. That's the tough part. It's overwhelming in the sense that there's just so much, not that it's that difficult. It's just a lot. And that's, I can understand why that is overwhelming for people, but I think sometimes it's construed to be this incredibly difficult game, and it's not that, in my opinion. And then PoE 2, I think, and this also, like, I don't want to offend people, but
do it.
PoE 2, I feel like PoE 1 was the beta test for PoE 2, because it feels like they are, like, the mechanics that they chose to bring over to PoE 2 from PoE 1 are some of my favorite mechanics. Breach, Ritual was my first league that I went really hard in. I loved it. I had so much fun doing Ritual. They're all mechanics where you're just blasting the whole time, and I'm playing an ARPG. I want to kill monsters and I want to feel strong, and I want to blast. Like, that should be what an endgame ARPG feels like. And Path of Exile 1 felt like some of the stuff they introduced was really good and definitely, like, fit that theme. And then some of the other stuff was maybe, a little out there, but you don't get Ritual League without getting, a less popular league. I can't think of off the top of my head. I haven't played that much, but it pays to be ambitious. Yes, sure. I'm glad that they left some of the stuff in PoE 1 that I didn't really enjoy. And everything that they brought over so far has been great. All the things that I like are great. The problems that I have with PoE 2 are not in, like, what we are able to do. It's kind of just like the tediousness of certain things and like risk reward things like that. But I feel like having a bit of a baseline knowledge of PoE 1 has set me up pretty well for PoE 2. I feel like there's not much in the game currently that I don't have a great understanding on, maybe like a class that I've never played, but it is a much simpler, a much more simplified version of PoE 1, and that doesn't mean that it's bad. There's something that can be said for beauty in, like, simplicity. Like, you don't need to have this huge, like, congregation of all these different things that has grown and grown and grown, and that's kind of what PoE 1 has become. And it's like, let's trim the fat, let's just include the banger mechanics and all the cool things from PoE 1. We'll call it PoE 2, give it a graphics redesign, and it'll be simple. And it feels very simple, very straightforward, very, like, everything is more intuitive. Not, it's not the best for, you know, intuitive and new players, but it is a lot better than PoE 1, and a lot of the game just makes sense to me. I don't know, having never played PoE 2, I play it and it makes sense. I know what I'm supposed to do at all times, and that's not a feeling that I have when I play PoE 1. I feel lost a lot of the times. I think what you said, like, mastering one thing a season is a very smart way to approach it. Otherwise you'll get overwhelmed and feel like I do sometimes. So that's a long-winded answer. Feel free to stop me at any point. I tend to get overexcited and I shoot off at the mouth.
Never.
So you, and correct me also if I say something incorrect about the games. I'm not as knowledgeable as you, but
always, I'll always leap in. Feelings. No, I'll always leap in, man. I do want to play a little bit of devil's advocate here with what you said. And the mechanics currently in Path of Exile 2 from Path of Exile 1 are simple. Kill monsters in circle, or kill monsters in expanding circle, or kill monster that is frozen in place, right? They're all very basic. They're all blasting a monster pack. And there's two things I want to touch on here. Let's touch on this one first. I think the reason those are currently in Path of Exile 2, because those are the simplest mechanics to port over from Path of Exile 1. And their grand plan is to bring all that stuff from Path of Exile 1 to Path of Exile 2 by the launch of Early Access, with a Path of Exile 2 coat of paint. And I'm with you with the beauty and simplicity, right? But I am also, or I understand your point of view on that, but I'm also a bloat lord. Man, I love the bloat. I thought it was so cool. There was so much in the game, and you could ignore it. You could ignore huge swaths of it. Like I said, I just focus on one thing, and man, next season, I can go into Delve and try Delve out, or Heist, or try Heist, or maybe I'll do this Harbinger strategy, right? It was very cool. The thing I think the problem with Path of Exile 1 is there is terrible introductions or tutorialization to the mechanics, so everyone feels like you, or worse, you step in and you're like, what the actual hell? Now, there are, we're just going to group the people into two types. There are people who say, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. This is horrible. I don't want to play a game like this. And then there's people like, oh, this is my sandbox. Oh, this is amazing. This is so cool. And they become completely addicted. I feel like they can toe a middle ground in Path of Exile 2 if they're smart about the implementation of these mechanics. If they properly tutorialize them, if they properly like bucket them off into their areas of the game, and when you interact with them, it makes sense. But they have to do that well. Right now, man, I'm a little shaky on my confidence in them. And we can talk about that in a moment. I just want to get your take on that fact. Do you think that that would just be a net negative for the game if they do end up porting all these years of mechanics that bloated the game? Without a doubt. But they still added, you know, tremendous content to the game. And I think they can be enjoyable experiences in PoE too. I totally get the other opinion though. What do you think?
It really depends on the implementation, I think, of those mechanics. PoE 2 right now, compared to PoE 1, and please correct me like on anything that I say that is incorrect or maybe a misunderstanding, but the way that the Atlas works in PoE 1, it almost encourages you to ignore certain mechanics so that you can boost the mechanics that you want to do and choose to do. Or, you know, you make a build that specifically caters to those mechanics.
Very fair.
Whereas in PoE 2, you kind of do everything. And it incentivizes you to do everything. You can't really have a build that's only good at clearing maps. You need to be able to clear bosses, too, if you want to juice those maps up with your list in PoE 2. You're running maps that have multiple mechanics on it all the time, and you want to be able to get the rewards from having those mechanics boosted. Otherwise, you are not farming efficiently. Now, if you're going to include content in your game just for it to be ignored, then I think that you should reevaluate like how valuable that content is to your game. And whether or not it warrants bringing it over. But I think options are never a bad thing. Like, play the way you want to play. But I think it would be very important to focus on mechanics that are true to like the nature of an ARPG. And I don't think that there are many that are not like that in PoE 1, but like, creature collector. Like, if I play an ARPG, am I trying to play a creature collector? If I want to play a creature collector, I'll go play Pokemon. Or and even in PoE 2, it's like the world map, which I don't hate the world map, but I think it could be better. But it's like, if I want to play Civ, I'll go play Civ. If I want to play an ARPG, I just want to play an ARPG and I want to blast. I want to be in my maps. I don't want to have to spend a ton of time planning every point on my Atlas map. I do it because it's the most efficient way. But like, if I want to play a board game, I'll play a board game. If I want to play an ARPG, I'll play an ARPG. And that's why I love everything that they brought over. Options are never a bad thing. And even if they port over everything, the way that I'm looking at it now is that if I stay on top of PoE 2 and I play every season as they bring stuff on, then it will be so much less of a chore or a burden to learn these mechanics one at a time, two at a time, as they are slowly introducing them over the course of this early access. If they plan on launching the game with everything, then I can learn it over time. But if I were not playing early access and then I came in right at launch and I had all of these things and you had to do all of them because you do in PoE 2 right now, you can't ignore any mechanics really. You could, but it would not be beneficial to you, in at least anything that like spawns in your maps. You want to fill out your Atlas. You want to be able to kill bosses. You want to be able to clear maps. You kind of have to do a little bit of everything in PoE 2, whereas you could ignore that stuff in PoE 1 and it wouldn't really affect you. It works very differently in PoE 2 from how I understand it.
It does. No, the Atlas is a very different design in Path of Exile 2, as are the Atlas trees. You know, in Path of Exile 1, it's an altogether tree, Whereas in Path of Exile 2, you get separate trees, separate points for each tree. So you can decide what you do with each of these side mechanics. And everything you just said, Lucky, bang on, completely right. I could not disagree with you more, though, on the opinion aspect of it. And you said something that's really funny, and that's exactly what I wanted to get into next. These mechanics that are currently in Path of Exile 2 Endgame are typical ARPG mechanics. They are, you know, what should be in an ARPG. And I feel like that was the magic of Path of Exile that initially captured me. The fact that when I first started playing, it was Blight League, and it was a tower defense game. I've never even played tower defense. What the hell is that? What is happening right now? It's cool. Actually, this is kind of cool. Oh, if you can use this strategy, and oh, they implemented it in this little cool way. Oh, there are bosses in the towers now. Oh, this is so cool. And then the next league was Metamorph, and you were constructing your own boss. What the actual hell? You can do that in an ARPG? That's so cool. And then they just kept going and going and going. You know, we've got my girl Oshabi right here with Harvest, where the OG Harvest, dude, you had a literal massive crop and you were playing, I've never played it, Factorio in Path of Exile and killing monsters. I love that so much. And it's just, but there are so many people who don't. Those leagues are so divisive. Those mechanics are so divisive. And I still like that they add them into the game. And in Path of Exile 1, they're optional. You're right. And in Path of Exile 2, the way it's designed, I don't know how that would necessarily work, dude. It's just not... I don't see how that would mesh with the current Atlas system and the random spawning of mechanics and the way you get mechanics on your maps if they're not already randomly on your map are towers. And those are random, too, unless you... run the certain maps in the radius of the tower to eliminate the bad map. Like, it would be so tedious. It would be bad. Like, it's not like that in Path of Exile 1. And I totally get your point. And a lot of people agree with you. All my friends would agree with you, too. They're like, they should just toss out all the Path of Exile 1 stuff and only do new Path of Exile 2 content. Just not even do anything from Path of Exile 1. What would you think about that if they, like, literally just said, okay, actually, we're adding the campaign... we're adding all the classes, and, you know, we're starting 1.0, brand new Path of Exile 2 League. No other mechanics from Path of Exile 1. What would you think about that?
I think that would be an absolutely terrible idea. Like, my whole thing, and the comment that I said earlier that I thought might upset people was that I think Path of Exile 1 was the beta test for Path of Exile 2. I want them to take everything they've learned from PoE 1, all the things that people love and enjoy and like, and make it better and streamline it and put it into PoE 2. As long as one person likes it, sure, put it in. Don't make me have to do it.
Yeah.
That would be one thing. Like, don't make me have to play the game the way you want me to play it.
Yeah.
Like, give me this world, let me do what I want to do.
Yeah.
But some things are unavoidable, like the Atlas map and having to go through the map. Like, that is a function that they are forcing on me to interact with in order to play the game the way I want to play. And there are different ways that you can implement this. I think PoE 1 has done a great job of implementing it the way that you love and why everyone loves Path of Exile 1. And to not use that history and that knowledge and everything you've gained from PoE 1 all the years of development would be a total miss, and they should like learn everything they can from PoE 1, one of the most revered games and ARPGs of all time. But I think just make it prettier, make it simpler, make it just easier to understand. Maybe is the term that I'm looking for, rather than simpler. Just, you know, give the onboarding, make it a little bit easier for people to understand. And that's what I want. Don't make me interact with things that aren't, I guess, like the nature of an ARPG. If I don't have to, if I don't want to, that's it.
Yeah. Like heist and stuff like that. I don't even touch that in Path of Exile 1. Right. But people, they live in there. They just don't. They go in the rogue harbor when league starts, and they don't come out. I can't fathom that life. But to each their own. To each their own. I'll link that clip to my friends when they ask me about why aren't they just doing new stuff for PoE 2 next time. So, okay. The other thing, Lucky, that I wanted to talk about, how ARPGs should play, because this has been just a a topic of discussion for so long now. Lots of people comparing Path of Exile 2 gameplay as it stands right now as being too Souls-like. Do you agree with that? Mm-hmm. Have you played Souls games? Because I haven't played a lot. I've watched a lot. I've played under 15 hours. What do you think about the comparisons to Souls games?
I have not played Souls games. I've watched one of my roommates in college played a ton of Dark Souls 3, and I watched him play that, and it was a lot of dodge rolling and chugging flasks and long boss fights, and these are some of the things that I initially think of when I think of a Souls like. And I think the feedback that I was getting as I was going through the campaign was this feels very much like that. When people are going through the campaign, they're not used to this feeling of more of sort of a slower pace,
radical,
having to dodge a lot in order to learn. To avoid attacks, you do a boss fight a couple of times, you learn the mechanics of the fight, and then you best it. And then that's kind of the cycle for Souls-likes and how a lot of people approach the campaign in PoE 2. And I think that that comparison makes sense to me.
Okay.
Haven't played Souls-likes, so can't really say for sure, but that makes sense. But the end game is, no, the end game is PoE 1. The end game is any other ARPG you've ever played where you're just blasting.
So here's
that has nothing to do with a Souls-like game.
Here's a big question for you, because in the lead up to Path of Exile 2's release, the press, right, and all the talks from Grinding Gear Games, you know, when others are talking to Jonathan, when I spoke to Jonathan, when they were doing presentations, they were big focus on one, you know, de-bloating Path of Exile 1, but two, resetting the power scaling of characters back to early Path of Exile 1 levels in preparation for another 10, 15, 20 years of content, right? Mm-hmm. And they didn't want players to instantly become uber powerful, you know, that first league, right? That's not their goal. And they wanted the progression to be slow. They wanted combat to be a little bit more methodical, right? Which is what you're describing, like the campaign, it's grittier. You're dodging boss abilities. You're learning the fights. You're needing to move more slowly because the game punishes you. It's a little bit more of a war of attrition. And then, end game, you blasted. You know, the builds are insane. The power levels are crazy. And a lot of people in the community want to see that campaign feel extended further into the game. They want that feeling of I'll take a stand. I would love to see that feeling extended later into the game and have that feeling of, oh my God, I'm a god, occur, but at a smoother level. Because like I feel like I achieved it pretty quickly. You know, just I layer a few defenses on top. I use a powerful ability. I'm a monk, so maybe all of my stuff is discounted. I'm using quarterstaffs, but I use a powerful ability and I'm zooming. I'm going through everything. I'm cutting through stuff like butter. Bosses don't last very long. What are your thoughts on that? Do you enjoy the blasting experience, or would you also enjoy like a more methodical, more campaign sense longer? Eventually it's gone, but it's there for longer.
I love the campaign of Path of Exile 2, and I do sort of like miss it. I've leveled another character and I did a twinked run, so I really didn't get that same feeling as I did from the first playthrough. But as an ARPG player, I have this like need, and I have this like inner desire to always be blasting and going as fast as I can. So if there is like a level set, an expectation of this is how fast you can go, that's what I need to do. That's just how I need to play the game.
Right.
I don't know that I'm enjoying it any better or worse. It could be a much slower pace, but as long as I know that I'm achieving that fastest pace of the much slower, grittier game, I would be just as happy, I think. I don't think that PoE 2 is completely lost in that sense. Like, I think what you are looking for, what you're desiring, and what I think I would enjoy too, and probably a lot of other people, probably comes down to balance at the end of the day. Like, I don't see anything in the end game that says like this is how it is always going to be. Like, it's the first season of the game. I mean, season, whatever. It's early access. It's not even the first season. Like, there are going to be balance issues that I think they are going to get stamped out. And as long as the vision hasn't changed, which I haven't, I'm not as up to date on like the developer's thoughts as you, but I don't think that it has. Then this is all, these are all things that I assumed would get fixed in like balance patches. What surprises me is that, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, is I say season because they're almost treating it like seasons. They're not just patching the game like as like it's an early access game. I don't know why they are so hesitant to make changes to the game to get the end result that they are desiring out of the game. They're so worried about feedback from the players or people being upset that the build that they're playing isn't as fast as it was before. But there needs to be some level of like expectation in an early access game that, you know, things are going to change early and often, frequently. That's the whole point of it. So the fact that they've taken this stance that they're only going to do patches every season of early access is a very strange thing to me, and I don't really understand why that they took that approach. But curious to hear your thoughts on that, or if you disagree.
Oh, bro. So first of all, the reason I asked you and you said, oh, the developers probably haven't changed their stance. They've done one interview since early access launched with DM and Ghazi. And in that interview, they were kind of asked about, oh, you know, this game changes a little bit when you get to endgame. And this is when we're seeing people one-shotting the Arbiter of Ash, the pinnacle, right? With one spark, right? And they're like, you know, it's got some stuff to alter, but it's pretty good. It's not what we really need to change is like, okay, we need to have better questing than just, okay, do five or do 10 T1 maps, do 10 T2 map, blah, blah, blah. That's what they pivoted to instantly, which made me like very, oh, maybe they have changed their thoughts. Maybe this grand idea that they had of a more methodical game where the campaign is spaced, or that campaign feel is spaced out to endgame, isn't really possible in a game like Path of Exile 2, wherein you have so much access to different avenues of scaling your power. Mm-hmm. And once that's in the hands of smart people like yourself, it's just, people are going to trivialize it very fast, right? They're going to be really powerful. Yeah. Like you said, you're always going to go for the most efficient way. So it's a fellow creator. His name is Snoobay85. He released an awesome video kind of about this, where he showcased a Diablo 3 Uber boss from Vanilla D3. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, this is kind of what I imagined Path of Exile 2 would be. He brought up the clip, and he is playing one of the most powerful characters at that current time against the hardest content in the game. And it's like a 5-minute long extended melee. Like, it's a long fight. I didn't really think it looked like a cool fight, but, you know, there weren't a lot of like cool mechanics going on or anything. But like in Path of Exile 2, that'd be great to have as the baseline for a lot of people. I think that's just my experience. Instead of the best way to deal with bosses is to insta-delete them. And we can do that pretty darn easily in the current state of things.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's like the feel Jonathan, Mark, and the entire GGG team is going for.
If you notice.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one part where I say this now because I want you to I hope that this brings you relief, but, and you may not have seen it, or it was quick and you may not have noticed it, but it was something that I really took to heart. Jonathan he seemed very disappointed that like the first Arbiter fights that people saw and streamed were just getting one shot. And that makes me think that is not, obviously, like that is not how they want the game to play and function. And that, like, he seemed so like, I couldn't wait to share this fight with the world. I wanted you guys to appreciate it, and the fact that it just dropped was of like air being let out of the balloon for us. So I hope that you will get what you want, and that brings me solace, was seeing that reaction from Jonathan during that same interview. I think
it was that interview. And the thing, now, I wasn't paying attention to the race, and I don't know if this is exactly what happened, but due to the way the Arbiter is like found, getting to him could take so stupid long that you're so powerful at that point. Or was that not what happened? I don't know what actually happened, because it's like RNG based. You had to find the citadels and people weren't finding citadels. And like by the time my friend, who his last ARPG was Diablo 3 in 2012, loved PoE2, created Infernalist build with the Ice Mage minions. By the time he first found Tier 0 Arbiter, he was level 91. And he deleted Arbiter in less than a second. He streamed it on Discord, and we were all like, oh, here we go. Oh, he's finally going to face Arbiter. Let's see if he can do the hallway phase. Let's go. And fight started. He froze Arbiter and killed him. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm like wondering, is that not even a character power thing? That's a progression thing. Like, oh my gosh, people are finding this pinnacle when they're already dealing millions of damage. Right? You said it earlier, man. It's all balance. I think a lot of it is balance, and it goes back to the fact, GGG, why are you not balancing during early access? Just do it. They pitched this. They were like, we're going to do patches every 2 weeks. We're going to squash shit. This is when we're going to fix the game. And then there was some outrage on social media. Yeah, they did. They said it right before. And then there was people pissed that their builds were breaking. And here's the key. They were breaking, and there were no like refund, like free refunds. And this is when refund like costs were astronomical, and people were still in that mindset or that early progression. So they don't have a lot of gold either. Right now I have 9 million gold. I can reset anytime I want any character 500,000 times. But back then people didn't have that. And so a lot of these players aren't playing a lot. And GGG, I think, didn't want to give free resets because they don't want to set that expectation of getting free resets for when the full game comes out. But then that logic doesn't cross, though. That's the thing. Like, when the full game comes out, you're also not going to be doing balance patches every 2 weeks, because you've never done that in Path of Exile 1. Mm-hmm. Diablo doesn't do that. Last Epoch doesn't really do that. So, I don't know. I feel like there's a little bit... there's some other thoughts going in there. Like... players playing and stuff. I don't know.
If I were GGG,
go for it.
And this is an early access, I would want people to break everything, make respecs free so people can try everything and break everything, and then you can fix it. Like, I understand not wanting to set the expectation like you can just respec for free, but so make it known, make it right out there make it obvious, like, this will not be a free feature going forward. You know, we want you to break the game. Please break the game. They can incentivize you. Maybe whoever reports the most broken things gets a cosmetic or something. Like, make it obvious that that's what you're trying to do, because that's the point of early access. That's at least my understanding. Like, that's how early access should go. So I didn't have a build that got nerfed. I never really felt that, but I could understand the frustration, obviously, for like, you're playing something and then now it sucks. Like, and not only is it bad, but I watched some people, they weren't able to farm the most trivial content with the build anymore. And that is a overcorrection, in my opinion. And when you can't even farm enough to respec yourself, that is an overcorrection in my opinion, but it is what it is. And they're kind of, I guess, just a little scared to be maintaining those updates. But yeah, it was a strange decision.
Right. Yeah. It's, I wonder if they'll reverse it. I'm going to do my best to kind of pitch it to them again in a public format. When I chat with Jonathan, I'm going to be like, hey, so that decision you made, any chance you can reverse that, bro? Come on. we want to see stuff broke. Like, it's also not like we want to see stuff nerfed. It's like you said, a lot of people will gravitate toward the best builds, and then it kind of it snuffs out creativity. Right now, the meta, they released that stat showcasing, you know, the split of ascendancies, all that, right? You've got Invokers, you've got Deadeyes, you've got Stormweavers, right? Because what do we got? We've got, what's the other? Gemling Legionnaire. We have people using quarterstaffs, stat stacking with Ice Strike and Tempest Flurry. We have, I think, Lightning Arrow is also very strong with Deadeye. And then we have Spark, Archmage. Boom. Mm-hmm. That is what people are gravitating toward. And people aren't really trying to go outside the box and push other players to, like, build creators aren't trying a ton of new stuff or anything. They've kind of settled. They're like, oh, well, this is just busted beyond belief. Nothing else is happening. I'm moving on for the league. That happened with a lot of people I know. They're like, man, this is really discouraging that they're not changing this. So hopefully they'll reverse it. I'm having fun doing my stupid shit. I don't play anything overpowered. I'm doing a terrible non-stat stacking monk with Tempest Flurry. Takes me like 4 minutes to kill Arbiter of Ash. It's really fun. It's good. So fun. Have you killed Arbiter?
You're playing the game that you want to play. There you go.
Exactly. Have you killed Arbiter?
Yeah, I set some pretty lofty goals for myself in POE2, and as of today, I just achieved my last goal, which was to make an item that was mirror worthy and have someone mirror it. So that happened today. Yeah. Dude, so congrats. It was kind of fun, like goal I had set, but yeah, I played pretty hard into end game, so I've got like.
You're busting stuff.
Yeah, like multiple mirrors, like where the stuff, and I've got between my two characters, I've got like 2 million kills now, or I'm getting close to like 2 million kills on both of the characters combined.
Wow.
The reason I played the Blood Witch was to play the auto bomber build. I was saying that like I'm playing all the busted stuff because I want to learn the interactions of the game, like RPGs. The most important thing that you can understand is how things are interacting with each other and with the game. And so I took it upon myself through this like learning experience. I'm treating the EA like a learning experience. It's one of the reasons why I haven't made any videos is like I want to learn everything that I can about the game before I go out and make videos as well. Like I'm just enjoying learning the game. So I'm playing all the busted stuff. I want to learn about all these interactions so that when they get nerfed, they obviously will, I'll be able to like see the trends of things or spot the patterns in the future for potentially like other like future build creation from awesome. From my part, because I enjoy that part of the game, but not having like the vast knowledge of POE1 leaves me a little bit behind. But there's been some really really intelligent Path of Exile players that I've learned a great deal from and have helped me with my builds even as well, that I've just been soaking up all that information that I can get from these people who are just so knowledgeable about the game. It's really great.
I saw on one of your last streams, I think you made a tweet about it, saw a big Path of Exile build creator hopped into your chat and was helping you out. Do you want to shout out or no name drop?
Yeah, it was FubGun. I don't know that like he did it to get recognized or anything, so I didn't want to like put his name out there, but
that's really nice.
He has been so nice to me, man. Like I started playing Deadeye. I was my chat guided me towards the right people to learn from, because I like to learn. Yeah. And Fub was the name that I received. I didn't know anything about him, but I've learned from him, and he's been popping into my streams and helping me out with my builds too, and just for someone as large as him, such a big creator, so knowledgeable about the game, spends so much time like playing the game, learning the game, for him to take the time out of his day to help me, and he helps everyone, like he's just such a great source of knowledge, it really meant a lot to me, so I really appreciated that. And you hear this like back and forth between the POE community and W community, like it's people want you to think that we don't like each other or something. Like I have nothing against Path of Exile, the game or the other players of Path of Exile. Like I just love playing ARPGs, and I don't know if the other side feels the same. So for him to do that, just it felt like an olive branch. It felt like a welcome to the community. Let me help you out. Let me get you going.
Yeah.
And I can't say enough good things about that guy. And it's just been it's been a great learning from him and with him and his community, and that was who it was. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome of Fub to do that. He loves Lightning Arrow. He is a massive fan, Path of Exile 1, Path of Exile 2, and I think he put out a video today like
how to farm 5 mirrors in a day. The dude is like the ultimate efficient grinder in both games. So that's so awesome that he hopped into chat to help you with that build.
Yeah.
And that you're so right about the communities, like, not hating each other. Zero hate. Like, it was so cool to see everybody, like, really from Diablo to be really excited about the PoE 2 launch. You know, we even got the tweet from Rod Ferguson, you know, about the launch, the positive one. That was really cool, right? Just come together. Yeah. It's totally fine. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were going to say something. Yeah. Cut you off.
I lost my thought.
Oh, that's totally fine. That's good. Was the launch of PoE 2 the first time you played it, or had you played it beforehand?
I didn't have a chance to play it beforehand.
Okay. No. Did you like start on launch day, or did you give it some time before you started? You did?
I started on launch day.
You did?
Yeah. And like I said, I was playing Deadeye. Like, I did die a lot in the campaign, but it was just like, I was just going too fast. I think like I wasn't used to the pace that I needed to, for PoE, but I had relatively little problems with the campaign on the Deadeye. I felt like it was a pretty strong class, whereas a lot of my friends and chat were really struggling based on, like, this is why I say what build I played, because I think it really like dictates the experience that you had when on launch day, items were a little bit more scarce. People didn't know builds. Like, there were a ton of builds theory crafted out there, but you know what was going to be good, what was going to be strong. And a lot of people struggled. The Deadeye had no trouble at all with the campaign. I felt like I did breeze through it. Yeah, I say that with 100 deaths, but it was fun. It was enjoyable. It felt very balanced. I was surprised that GGG reacted so quickly to people complaining about like the drops. And a couple other things where it felt like these were almost like core values of the game that they expressed that they wanted in PoE 2. And it was like a day 2 or day 3 patch where people were complaining that just items weren't dropping enough, and they patched it, and then you end up dropping like a ton more items. But now we get into endgame and your screen is just completely filled with items again. When I thought that like part of the thing that they wanted was that, you know, you shouldn't have to use a loop filter for our game. Like, PoE 2. Like, are you kidding me? Like, that would be impossible. Maybe if they kept the drop rates what they were originally, but I don't know. It probably still would have gotten out of control. But for them to backtrack so quickly was surprising to me that they would do that, because I felt like, at least from their reputation, they come up with these ideas, they make you stick out with it for at least a little bit, if it's something that they truly believe in, before they go and revert it and change it. And I felt like I was surprised that they changed so quickly on that, but I'm glad that they didn't with like rarity, because everyone was complaining about rarity. Like, everyone, I'm like, what are you guys talking about? What's the problem with rarity? It was the worst thing in the game. And then all of a sudden, nobody was talking about it anymore. It's like the problem just completely went away, and nobody talks about it, nobody brings it up. But it was such a hot button issue first, and so many creators talked about it, so many people were like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened in PoE 2. Why did they bring this back? And now it's like not even talked about like anymore. And it's just funny because the devs were just like, what are you guys talking about? Like, rarity's fine. in their interview with DM and Gazzy, and you know, it is fine. Like, it wasn't a big deal, but people were just complaining on it. So I'm glad that they've kind of, they don't just cave to public pressure all the time. But it, I don't know. Those are some of like my early impressions of the game and like those first couple days. But I did play on launch. I think then I like had to break for a couple days, and then I've been playing ever since. Like ever since launch, really. It's the only RPG I've played since PoE 2 launched, and I've loved every second of it, honestly. Like, yeah, there are some things that I change, but overall, it's just a game that makes sense. It's fun. It's beautiful. And I've just enjoyed learning it, playing it.
Yeah, man. I couldn't believe they changed the drops that fast. I was to the chagrin, to the hate and anger of my chat or the comments on my YouTube videos, I was like, I don't think they should have changed the drops. I think they should have left them the way they were, because, yeah, I got to endgame. Dude, I instantly had to put on a loop filter. It was so bad. There's no way you can play without a loop filter. So I think that was a bit of a snap decision, because there was so much, once again, it was public outcry over it. There were lots of creators who had already been at Endgame and they're blasting. They're like, yeah, I don't think there's enough stuff. We need like more stuff dropping now. And people in the campaign were like, yeah, and there's nothing dropping in the campaign. So it was like magnified all throughout. I thought that was like the intention, though. Even in Endgame, I thought items were supposed to be more scarce. But and once they've let that genie out of the bottle, like it's, you can't put it back in. It's going to be that way until the end of time. Now, the campaign, I was curious, before we get into like a rapid fire round of questions. Mm-hmm. Game in the background right there. I see Diablo 2. Obvious inspirations from Diablo 2 and Path of Exile 2's campaign, man. So two things here. One, your favorite, like just comparisons as they stand now, and any predictions you might have for the future. Because we do know there are six acts in PoE 2, and I have a spicy prediction for what they're going to do with at least the last act when it comes to Diablo comparisons. And what are your thoughts on it?
Comparisons. It's like Act 1 was this like rogue encampment. Act 1 in Diablo 2 is rogue encampment, like jungle encampment. And literally it's the same thing in PoE 2. The first act is the same. It's like the same exact biome. You start out and you're like in a cemetery, which is like also the same as Diablo 2. Then Act 2 is the desert map, which is the same as Diablo 2. It's a desert as well. Act 3 is the jungle, which is again the same as Act 3 in Diablo 2. And then Act 4, I've only seen pictures that you've shared actually of Act 4. I think it's Act 4, but it's like this lava, I see lava around. I'm assuming it's like the same tiles that they use in like the forged map, because that's the only time I've seen like that biome in the game right now in PoE 2.
It's an island hopping act. So there's a ton of different biomes. It's like an archipelago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. So I'm totally wrong then. I thought I was expecting, like, my prediction would have been that Act 4 in Diablo 2 is hell, basically. Like, you're going, and that's where you fight Diablo. So I was thinking when I saw the fire in the picture that you had shared, and maybe I was just attracted to that one picture. Maybe you've shared many, but I specifically remember, I was like, okay, we're going to, you know, the depths, or we're going to like a volcano or something fiery. I was expecting, but totally off base there. But I don't know. I keep, maybe I'm forcing these comparisons to Diablo 2, but it makes me feel good. Like, I love that Path of Exile is supposed to be like the spiritual successor to Diablo 2, because I didn't really love Diablo 3, and I'm always looking for something that creates those same feelings to me that Diablo 2 has, and PoE 2 all the way has been doing that, and I've really loved it. I have no idea. I don't have many other predictions than that. I couldn't tell you. I don't really have a ton of information. Like, I haven't learned a lot on what else is coming, as you could tell. Like, I'm just going based on my instinct and what I see from you sometimes. But that's what I was expecting.
Dude, my big guess. Okay. I know what Act 4 and 5 are, because they're like in that art book I have in my background there. Act 6, man, I think we're gonna go to Ray class version of hell. I think you're right dude.
So it's just happening because, in Act
6. Yeah, because they've not talked at all about Act 6, except this one thing they've said, like, Act 6 is unlike anything you've ever seen in Path of Exile 2 before. It's like a race from beginning to end. Dude, I think it's going to be Act 6, Hell or Beyond, and we're going to get Diablo in a Path of Exile
before
game. Diablo 4. That's my prediction. There's going to be the beast is going to, like, it's going to kind of, I bet it's going to like look like Diablo. It. It's going to have like the lightning bolts and the fireball. It's going to have some classic abilities. Dude, I just expect it. Okay. I just think
it would be so hype.
It would be hype. So
I love that.
That's my big prediction. Now, other piece of content that's upcoming, man, that I'm really curious about. What was your favorite class in Diablo 2, and which class are you looking forward upcoming in Path of Exile 2? Because there's a lot coming. There's like the Huntress, which is like the spear, the druid, all that stuff. What are you looking forward to?
Yeah. So my favorite class in Diablo 2 was the assassin class. And I would say that there's probably not much in Path of Exile 2 currently that satisfies kind of what I was doing with the assassin. I'm looking forward to the Huntress because I've been sort of like drawn to bow builds as of late. I've been playing a lot of like bow stuff, and I've been enjoying that. I really like the Deadeye. I'd play it again. I never really played like Druid much in Diablo 2. It wasn't one of the classes that I really liked. I think, you know, it's a cool fantasy, like power fantasy, transform and have your wolf companions and stuff, but I've never been much of like a summoner player. I don't even know if a druid is a summoner in PoE 2, but I know that you shapeshift at least. And I've never been like a big, like too much of a melee enjoyer. I'm usually like sorceress, or when I play assassin, it's usually like traps. I play a lot of like trap assassin when I play Diablo 2.
That's coming. That's coming to PoE 2. Oh, yeah? So you might. Oh yeah, there's the shadow. It's what's in it Path called? Of Exile 1. Yep, it's the shadow, traps, claws, and everything. Yep.
I've seen claws on the passive tree.
Yep. So they'll come. I don't know what they'll look like, but they're coming. They're a trap items. The traps are actually going to be weapons in Path of Exile 2. In Path of Exile 1, they are actual skill gems, so it's going to be really interesting to see what they do. We know almost nothing about them.
Yeah. I played a lot of totem builds, which was kind of like the what I could get closest to relate to like a trap build, but maybe I just didn't know. I know there was like that those mines you could throw out or something. That was a build in PoE 1. I don't know a ton obviously about PoE 1, but I was always drawn to totem builds, and I told myself in PoE 2 I would not play a totem build because I want to learn something else. Like, it was my crutch. I always fell back on totem builds in PoE 1, and I was able to do everything in the game. Like, I did all the uber bosses with it, but it felt almost like too easy or not enough of a challenge, and I wanted to try something different. So I'll play melee. I'm gonna try everything really in PoE 2. Yeah. I've just been enjoying like learning the different builds. But those are some of my favorites. I think Spear could be cool. For an Huntress, like a Javazon kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Melee and range. Like, there's footage of it from 2021 when they first released it. Man, the way it weaves into melee combat and then back out and all the different abilities looked good in 2021 without WASD movement or moving while attacking. Yeah. I can only imagine now. Oh, I'm excited. I'm hoping that's coming in point two. So we'll see. I'm eager to hear this release date for 0.2 because we obviously have Last Epoch coming up, and you have played a little bit of Last Epoch. Are you going to hop into the second season and maybe you try it out, or has Path of Exile 2 stolen your heart, Lucky?
Yeah, that's a great question. Last Epoch, my opinion on Last Epoch is that it was a very fun game. I enjoyed it a lot. It does everything well, but it doesn't do anything great, if that makes sense. Like, it is a game that I have trouble finding a flaw it with. Like, maybe the end game was really what burned me out. Like, I only played it on launch. I never played any early access. I played it on launch. I got very far, what I would consider far. Like, I got to 750 corruption on, but it just felt so repetitive, the end game. And I'm sure they've changed it since then, but it wasn't, at some point I was just like, why am I doing this? I turned off my character and I never logged back on to Last Epoch. There's nothing about the game that makes me feel like this is the only game that I can get this feeling from it. But I, at the same time, I have trouble finding any faults with it. It does everything good. It doesn't do anything great that I can think of. If I had to pick anything, I love what they did with the Circle of Fortune versus the Merchants Guild. I thought that it was a very good solution to balancing trade and stuff.
Yeah.
But I like to trade, and I think Last Epoch has had a lot of issues with like duping and gold dupes. And when stuff like that happens and it doesn't get fixed, it ruins, like, I know it shouldn't, but it really, like,
it totally makes me feel
like my efforts are futile. Like, what am I doing? If people are just duping, I'll never be able to actually reasonably trade for things. because I'm not participating in the duping, and that just kind of ruins like the experience for me. And Diablo 4's had that issue. It's why I quit the last season that I played, and I didn't even play the most current season. They're having the same issues again this season, and it's really disheartening to see that kind of stuff. If it's happening in PoE 2, I'm not noticing it. I know there was like a Temporalis dupe.
Yeah,
it wasn't actually a dupe. Like, they weren't duping it. They were just
right,
like duping the instance, I guess, kind of
running it.
Which,
yeah, and they had to beat it.
They fixed. Yep. They should have fixed it quicker, but I was able to get a Temporalis for only 30 divs, so I benefited from it. but I will say, like, the fact that they did fix it, I wish like Diablo 4 and Last Epoch were able to fix the issues with duping that they're experiencing, because, you know, just play SSF, whatever. I don't enjoy it as much as playing like a trade league, and it does kind of leave a bad taste in my mouth. So I probably won't play the next season of Last Epoch. I just feel like I'd rather be playing Path of Exile 2. I can't think of anything that I really loved or that I could only get from Last Epoch. But almost the same could almost be said about PoE 2. There's a lot of people who are just really hype about the game when it released, and they're saying like PoE 2 is revolutionary. And I know you're like big on PoE 2 as well, but I don't think that it is revolutionary. Like, I think they're just like taking all of the best stuff from PoE 1, which was revolutionary. Don't get me, I'm not saying Path of Exile or GGG are not revolutionary developers, because they absolutely are. But PoE 2 has not done anything that has been revolutionary. It's just, again, they're doing everything that they did in PoE 1, which is all so great, but just better and more beautiful and just
feels good.
More simple to understand and feels good.
That's why I like it. Like,
and there's just they just need to fix some balancing things. Like there's some issues with balancing, and it's not just like strength balancing, but like rewards balancing and all kinds of stuff like that. I have every trust in like the developers to actually like fix it. So I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you, just in case, watch that trailer that released for season 2 today. It might awaken something inside of you, because they have not released enough. Oh, you did watch it. Well,
after you told me, I watched it.
Oh no. Oh,
and I have
nothing awakened.
I don't know about you, but like, after playing PoE 2, I look at other games and they look like mobile games to me.
They do.
I don't know why, but
they do.
Last Epoch looked like a mobile game to me. Diablo 4, I open it up and even Diablo 4 looks like a mobile game to me. I just don't understand how like Path of Exile 2 has sort of ruined some of these games. I don't know how or why or what they did to do it, but I have a hard time like looking at some of these games anymore and getting like hype from a gameplay trailer, because I look at it and I just think this doesn't look as good.
Well, first, Lucky, thank you for the title of the video. I do appreciate that. PoE2 makes all other ARPGs look like mobile games. I can make that shorter and snappier. Maybe if I put Diablo 4 mobile game, but I don't know, whatever. Okay, I gotta talk to you about Diablo 4, man, because I have given that game, I have obviously trashed the game. Okay, in good faith, good fun. Okay, YouTube videos making fun of it just so Asmongold would watch my channel. That's the only reason I made those videos, guys. Just so all of you in the chat know, that's why I made the videos. Because he just would watch any video of mine that said, Path of Exile 2, Diablo 4, whoa! And he'd just click on it, so that's cool. That was great. But I've given that game so many chances, Lucky. I have never given another game that many chances. I played it at launch. I played Season 1, Season 2, Season 3, Season 4, Season 5, Season 6, Season 7. Season 6 for the expansion. This is Season 7. Okay, I logged on to Season 7 after PoE 2 launched to get some footage. I mean, you're right. It's like a mobile. I don't get it. I log in. I make a new character. I go into the open world, and there's just projectiles flying everywhere. And I'm trying to, like, hit something. We're just, like, killing all the open world monsters. I don't know. It's just, I don't know how I can go and play a game like that. I get that people enjoy it. I just don't. Like, it's weird. So do you feel like that magic is gone? As someone who has made a tremendous YouTube channel, dude, 100K subs, congrats on the play button. Very cool. On Diablo 4 and Diablo 2 Resurrected, all that. Do you feel like you can ever go back to games like that after experiencing PoE 2 in early access, the worst form the game will ever be in? It is only going uphill from here. Like, how will you go back, or will you even go back? Curious.
PoE 2 has made me rethink my relationship with, I think, Diablo 4. The game Diablo 4 specifically. When I talk about Diablo, I don't talk about Diablo 2. I will never not like or not play Diablo 2. Okay. I still play it. That will never change.
Okay.
Diablo 4, I feel like almost that I was being like gaslit a little bit by like the Diablo 4 development and what was happening. I was so encouraged when Diablo 4 first launched that the devs and everyone were so responsive to the community. Things were broken and they would fix it immediately. Like that, I had never seen that type of relationship with developers, Blizzard, and the community, and just like going hand in hand. And I was so encouraged by that. I said, as long as we keep on top of them, as long as we are working together, and as a Diablo partner, I get to work with the devs and everything, this will be the game that we want it to be. I was very encouraged by that. I saw many seasons of improvement because I do think the game has gotten better each season, and it's probably in the best state that it has ever been. But sometimes you don't know, like, the grass is always greener. Like, I've just been playing the game for so long, I don't necessarily think of it in relation to the other games. It's like, right. Yes, now that I'm thinking back on it, it's like, yes, the devs are so quick to fix everything, but does every other live service game launch every season where everything is broken and then they have to fix it immediately? Or is that just something that I've been accustomed to and gotten used to from playing Diablo 4? Like, every season, the campaign has some bug in it that you can't advance the quest. The whole seasonal, like, campaign quest, at least 9 times out of 10, or in nearly every season, there's been a bug that you can't get past. And it's like, why do people not test this? Like, what is going on? Like, I was always so encouraged by the quick responses, but some of the problems I think back on, I'm like, how did this launch in this state? And I don't know if this is common for other live service games, if like every game goes through this, or if now I'm being I'm being too hard on them, but I became accustomed to this cycle of they'd launch something, everything would be broken about it, and then they would fix it halfway through the season, and then at that point you could play the season that was promised or the builds that were promised, and it just became the cycle that I really was not excited about trying in the latest season. I didn't even open it up. Plus, the seasonal mechanic was not a new mechanic, it was a recycled mechanic from previous seasons.
Right. Vampires.
There's all the duping and stuff is still prevalent. And I just wasn't rushing to experience that again, at least for this season. Like I said, though, they've been improving the game, and I would have to see some major improvements to a lot of features of the game to really have a lot of trust restored. And I'd have to see a couple seasons at least launch without totally game-breaking bugs that don't have to immediately be patched or don't get fixed. Some of them don't get fixed throughout the whole season or halfway through the season. Like, they've tried to fix this Ring of Men down three or four times already this season, and it's still not fixed. That. And does this stuff just happen, or what should my expectations be?
Lucky man, I gotta say, welcome to the Path of Exile community. Okay, seriously, dude, I hope I know, Fubgum, welcome, that's so awesome. I really hope once you feel ready and like comfortable, as sounds like you like to be a teacher, like you like to know subject material before you start trying to teach others, not speaking out of your ass. Respectable. Yeah. From someone who sometimes speaks out of his ass. Very respectable. I cannot wait to start seeing your videos about Path of Exile 2, man. I can tell you love the game. You truly do. You sound passionate about it, which sometimes you used to be passionate about, like Diablo 4. kind of faded, right? And now PoE 2, that's the latest thing. Come on. Come on, man. I want to see those videos. I want to see them pop up on my YouTube feed. Come on. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. I love your style of analysis, man. You're very passionate. It's great. Great to have. So.
It means a lot, Trey. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. Playing Path of Exile 2, it wasn't for content. It wasn't for any of the, I'm not some tour. Everyone's been talking about these tourists. Like, I only play ARPGs. I did not come to PoE2 with the intention of just like, I'm going to do this for content. I just played the game because it's an ARPG and I fell in love with it. That's kind of where I'm at. And as I, you know, when I'm passionate about something, that's when the videos start coming. But yes, you're right. I do like to be a teacher. So I am continuing to learn, and all the information from you and other Path of Exile creators, have really helped me out, in terms of like learning about the game. Like, I loved your facts. You were doing like one fact a day, day up till launch. And there was a lot of like good info there. And, I've learned a lot from the other PoE creators as well, and I'm honored to be welcomed into the community like this, and I'll have to get some videos up.
Let's go.
Ideas, and I'm looking forward to keep playing Path of Exile. I'm so looking forward to seeing this game evolve, because I see so much potential, I know the changes are coming. I just can't wait to see what they do.
Ditto, man. Absolutely the same. Now, we are running a little long, so rapid fire section is going to fade away. Dude, no, you do not have to apologize.
I could talk forever about those RPGs.
We are both yappers, which is good. We're going to have... This was awesome. I would love to chat again after like Point 2 comes out, if you're up for it. This has been really chill,
100%.
Man. Really appreciate 100%. It. Was there anything else, you know, GGG, PoE2, PoE1, D2 that you wanted to chat about before we hop off and call it a day?
Nothing.
All right, well, man, Lucky, it has been phenomenal. Thank you so much, everybody. You can find Lucky's YouTube channel in the description below. I'll post it in the chat as well. It's been an honor. I really enjoyed this. I wanted to get some more like Diablo people too, and I'm glad it sounds like we got a real convert. Woo! Yeah, let's
go. Diablo 4.
Diablo, yes, I know.
But yes, I mean, 100%. I can't see myself stopping playing Path of Exile 2 for anytime soon. I'm just loving the game. So this has been really fun. Try. I love your content. And thank you so much for the opportunity to like talk to you in this format and get some... great discussions going. I love the vibe of your channel. I love that you're also in kind of the same boat as me, full-time job, father, and we're going through this journey together. Content creation, Path of Exile 2, and what it's going to evolve into, being parents, and it's fun to have someone else you know, that you're like following along, that's going through the same stuff as you. So I've found a lot of solace in like your story, your content, and I'm so happy to see your channel blowing up, because I've been following you for a very long time now, and I think it's well deserved, a long time coming. I hope you see much more success, and I hope that we both get the game that we want here, Path of Exile 2, in the future. So looking forward to that. Thanks again.
You are too kind. What is with you Diablo guys being so kind to me? What the hell is this? Brax was the same way.
Brax is a good guy.
He's a really good guy. You guys are very nice. Dude, are you 27 as well? That'd be too crazy. Don't tell me you're 27.
No. Okay. I'm 34.
Okay. I was going to say, if we were like same age, literally like having daughter, that'd be crazy. That'd be absolutely insane. So... yeah, are you, by the way, I forgot to ask you, I know you don't do this full time. Is it something that you've ever looked at doing full time ever? Or are you kind of like me where you're like, family support first, this is a hobby until it like would blow up and it's just so substantially more successful than you could ever dream of, then maybe you'd swap to full time?
It's hard to ever say, it's hard to say that I haven't thought about it. Like, yes, I have. But it's scary. Like I have two advanced degrees. I have an MBA, I have a finance degree. I work a job that has been able to provide, you know, well, very well for my family. And it's hard to leave all of that for this space that, wow, it is my passion. It's what I love doing so much more than anything else. There's nothing I'd rather be doing like than playing an ARPG other than being with family, raising my son. Those are given. It would be amazing to be able to make a career out of just doing this. But there's a level of risk aversion that every person has, and it's just not something that I at this moment am willing to like put all my eggs in one basket. But it is a dream. It is a pipe dream. It's something that I think would be like the best career that a person could have. All of this and the content creation and while it's all really fun as a hobby, like that all might change if it is my full time job. So I feel like we almost can bring a different aspect or perspective to our content, because we're not just like, we're not feeding our families off of this. I'm not paying my rent. This isn't how I get by day to day. So that doesn't drive anything that I do. It doesn't drive my content. It's the reason why I didn't have to make a Path of Exile video or put out a video that I think is substandard to what I'm used to or the quality that I expect of myself and my videos. I can go a month without putting a video out and it doesn't really affect me. Like I can do what I want. It's a hobby. The number one priority is having fun, like with games. That's what I want to do. And if I'm not doing that, then I feel like I have lost something that I've enjoyed my entire life, which is playing video games. If it becomes a job, it might change that. But
true.
The only way to know is to try it out. So I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't want it, but it does seem like it'd be pretty amazing.
I'm in the same boat, man. Right? It would just be such a swap, and it's so risky, because what happens if suddenly, you know, I don't know, GGG goes rogue and they start making crazy changes and nobody plays PoE 2, but that's what you enjoy and you feel like, oh, I got to follow the audience for my family, but then you freaking hate what you're doing.
I can't do that.
That's the thing, right? You know? Right. So it is super tough. Yeah. I respect
I'd be
you.
Playing D4 right now if that were the case, you know? I'm not saying my channel got very popular from Diablo 4. It would make sense. Like, this is logic. Yep. Like, it would make sense financially if that was what drove me to be playing Diablo 4, to be making Diablo 4 videos. That's not what drives me.
Right.
Fun, it's passion, fun. Enjoyment is what drives me. And as long as it's a hobby, it remains that. So I'm able to enjoy Path of Exile 2 because of that. And that's how I like it right now. And
I love that, man. That's how I feel. That's how I all like. The moment you stop seeing the moment I stop having fun playing like Path of Exile or Path of Exile 2, that is when you stop seeing my videos on my channel, because I'm out. I'm like you. Like, I'm not, if I don't care, if I'm not passionate about it, I'm peacing out. I'm not going to make videos about it. I'll tell everybody, right? So hopefully that doesn't happen. But if you see no videos appear for me, well, that's why I stopped liking PoE 2. I just woke up
hopefully
one day.
Hopefully that never happens.
right. Hopefully it's got a long lifespan. I'm pretty hopeful. I freaking enjoy it a lot now, and people hate it, so I still love it. I'm still playing every night if I can for like 25 minutes, 30 minutes, getting my 2-3 maps in, you know, sometimes. So. All right, man. Well, this has been very, very fun. Thank you so much for chatting, Lucky.
Yeah, thank you again for having me. It's been great. Good luck on your journey, your hardcore SSF journey, and I guess you're playing another character as well, but... I will be following along, and I look to see you maybe get a PB and get the furthest you ever have. So good luck with it.
All right.
I'll talk to you again. You have a good night.
All right. You too, Lucky. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right, chat. W or L? I already know. That was super fun. Oh, so sweaty in here. One second. Oh, that was very nice. That was very nice. I gotta stand up, you guys. Oh my god. That was lovely. Luciano, by the way. Oh, I didn't ask him about his name. Oh. I've been sitting for a very long time. He and I are like on the same wavelength. Oh. Boss tonight. Final boss. Out. I have my headset off.